talking about tempers and what gets you going, or have you been the victim of somebody with a temper? Now, in the papers today, there is a story of an individual punching a taxi driver, and we've just had a text message come in from a taxi driver saying how difficult it can be in their job when they have very difficult customers or customers that misbehave, and this can make you angry as the driver, but of course you have to remain professional as a driver. So just another scenario where people can get frustrated or even lose their temper.
And it's unfortunate that because of the power distancing that we experience in this part of the world, especially where people think that they're better than others because of culture, because of race, because of hair color, eye color, or religion, or anything else that might come into the picture here, that they can abuse people who they believe are inferior, not realizing that those same people are actually human beings with the same feelings that you have. And if you're blind, you would never know what that person's color, religion, political influence, or whatever else that might be going on, that you gives you your pseudo-permission to be abusive. Unfortunately, that also bleeds into the situation that some companies have the same disrespect for their own employees. Now, there's a couple of things that can happen. First thing I'm going to say is that companies need to embrace their employees with confidence, giving the employee the benefit of the doubt. If you didn't hire the right employee, you need to take responsibility for doing that. Your employees are hired because you believe they're going to do a good job for the consumer. So if a consumer is being obnoxious or physically aggressive towards your employee, you need to give your employee the benefit of the doubt. Now, that's one thing. The other thing is many companies today are looking for consumer behavior studies, and they're also looking for ways of helping their employees deal with consumers much, much more effectively. As a matter of fact, our organization just a couple of weeks ago was brought in by a company to help their staff learn about themselves first, what triggers their emotions, their way of thinking and their behavior, to better handle the consumer. Well, that means that now that they've learned about themselves, they can understand others better, identify certain characteristics in others, to have a better relationship with the consumer, and as a result, the consumer is much more satisfied. Well, whether the industry happens to be a vehicle industry where you have drivers, or it happens to be a food and beverage industry where you have people that are serving customers, whether directly on the floor or indirectly in the kitchen, there are ways, and there's many, many other industries as well, where people need to have better manners, and I don't mean to behave better only, but better manners and understanding others. Long time ago, we used to do programs in doctor-patient relationships, teaching physicians on how to be more sensitive, improving the bedside manners. What was found a result of that, there was less lawsuits. There was less malpractice suits. Many people think that malpractice is only because a physician might do something wrong. Sometimes that malpractice may look like it's been because someone did something wrong, because that's the way it's presented. But when you actually go into analysis, it's because of poor communications, poor understanding, not giving that person the benefit of the doubt that you need to recognize, no matter what their race, no matter what their religion, no matter what their nationality, skin color, hair color, or eye color. A lot of this power distancing comes into play here, and it is a very crucial element in our community, especially because we have 140 nationalities represented here, and no one has a right to think that they're better than others. But I'll also say, on the other side of the coin, no one has to think that they're less than others. People need to be treated respectfully and with dignity and integrity.
Yeah, it's so true. And I guess within that is this form of tolerance. And in many ways, I think we're extremely tolerant. But within that, you see these divides and these, yeah, these impressions, I think, and it is, you have to really check yourself and check your motivations for your actions, why you do what you do or how you respond.
Tolerance is actually a form of arrogance. Mm. It says that I'm better than you, but I'll just pretend we're
right,
equal.
Yeah.
Where acceptance is the mature ability to recognize differences as balances in life, not a matter of right or wrong, good or bad, or differences that are imbalances, but that differences that people have are actually balances. We can all work together. We can live together. As a matter of fact, this is where organizations went into the flat matrix phenomena rather than the pyramid phenomena. That regardless of whether the person's the president of the company or the person who helps with the house cleaning, they're actually equal in every sense of the word. Even though one may have a different title and a salary might be different, the fact is you can't have one without the other. Both are responsible for the welfare of the company. And when people were making complaints in their company about wanting more money and wanting this and wanting that, it was not materialistic things they were actually wanting. They wanted to feel respected. They wanted to feel that they had a role to play, that they were a productive, wanted element in that organization that actually had a very significant say in the success of that organization.
When we come back, we'll be looking at communication a little further, because many of the messages coming in connect and relate to a lack of communication or being understood. We've got a message here regarding friends, and no matter how hard one tries to be fair and calm and kind, but to get their point across, end up feeling disappointed. So what did they do wrong in their line of communication that the people should react the way they did? Also, people in the workplace are talking about communication and lack of, so we'll address those, and also more on temper and the effects of losing one's temper can have on the people around you.